on the global economic crisis. In commentary, Franklin Cudjoe of Imani Center for Policy and Education speaks of what the summit can offer developing countries, particularly Africa, in this global crisis. The script is read by Agatha Samoa.
250 years ago, the French philosopher Baron de Montesquieu observed that peace is the natural effect of trade. Two nations who differ with each other become reciprocally dependent, for if one has an interest in buying, the other has an interest in selling. And thus, when their union is founded on their mutual necessities, the most valuable product is peace. Trade promotes peace by encouraging people to build bonds of mutually beneficial cooperation. Just as trade unites the economic interests of Accra and Tamale, of Lagos and Abuja, Nairobi and Mombasa, trade also unites the economic interests of Accra and Nairobi, of Lagos and Antananarivo, of Ouagadougou and Copenhagen, and of the peoples of all nations who trade with each other. Trade saves lives by increasing prosperity and extending it to more and more people. Prosperity enables ordinary men and women to lead longer and healthier lives. As capital markets falter, with decreased investments in emerging markets and trade flows wither, Africa faces real challenges. Already, there are indications that African leaders will be asking G20 leaders to honor their aid commitments to Africa and further request more financial assistance. This will only provide palliative measures in the short run without the necessary efforts made to tackle the challenges with confidence. It is a misnomer for African leaders to request additional aid, given the fact that the Western countries that give aid are themselves bearing the brunt of the recession. The current recession should afford Africa the opportunity to assert herself with the African Union, calling on its members to build effective institutions that support growth, entrepreneurship and integration. It is instructive to learn that whilst G20 members have previously committed themselves to deepening trade integration, this has not been translated into action. A 2009 World Bank report noted that in the second half of the year 2008, 17 out of the G20 countries implemented 47 separate measures that actually restricted cross-border trade. Trade barriers erected in developed countries have reduced Africa's trade volumes by over 30%. Protecting one's turf in favor of creating local champions will further depress trade volumes and further push millions in Africa whose livelihoods depend on food exports into deep poverty. But the fact that protectionism promotes poverty is not its worst consequence. Protectionism destroys peace. That is, justification enough for all people of goodwill or friends of civilization to speak out loudly and forcefully against economic nationalism, an ideology of conflict based on ignorance and carried into practice by protectionism. Protectionism creates poverty, not prosperity. Protectionism doesn't even protect domestic jobs or industries. It destroys them by harming export industries and industries that rely on imports to make their goods. African governments must agree to deepen intra-regional trade and be innovative about internal revenue generation through sensible taxation policies that rope in the large informal economy. African governments must also adopt austere fiscal measures aimed at eliminating waste in the public sector. It is reprehensible to continue creating and maintaining bloated and inefficient regional and national bureaucracies. Ghana's expected rise in public sector expenditure from 65% in 2008 to nearly 70% of tax revenues and 12% of GDP in 2009 is clearly not a bold belt-tightening measure, nor is the rampant cases of grand corruption in Nigeria an encouragement for accountable governance the continent crucially needs. The G20 should prevent short-term inward-looking policies and promote integration of developing countries into the global trade regime. The best protectionism will achieve is to create a conducive atmosphere to be hijacked by vested interests and cronies while increasing prices for everyone, reducing choice and inviting retaliation from other nations. Saying no to protectionism should be priority number one on the G20's agenda instead of the fifth place it currently occupies. It is the hope of all that governments will let their citizens enjoy not only the fruits of their own fields and factories, but also those of the entire globe. The rewards will be greater prosperity, richer lives, and enjoyment of the blessings of peace.
commentary was on the G20 summit currently underway in London and what it offers Africa. The script was by Franklin Kudjo of Imani Center for Policy and Education and read by Agatha Asamoah. Business news up next with Augustina Peak.
The G20 summit has